It's a beautiful late summer morning in Sylvan Beach, New York. A team of researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey's Tunison Research Lab is taking full advantage of the weather. Packed into a small aluminum boat loaded with gear and several buckets, the group heads out on Fish Creek to check gill nets that were set 24 hours earlier.
Carp, 735.
735 on the carp.
Surveying the many species of fish that call the creek and nearby Oneida Lake home is part of the job. But there's one fish that they're seeking above all else. They've struck out on the first three nets of the day, but on the fourth...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
You take priority.
See, now we can get excited.
Yeah, we got a baby.
They've caught an 18-inch lake sturgeon around 2 years old. It's the third naturally reproduced sturgeon caught in New York State since efforts began to save the fish that remains virtually unchanged since prehistoric times.
Having a fish like that around that is so primitive is, it's amazing. Their relatives are all fossils in the Natural History Museum.
That was USGS research ecologist Dr. Don Dittman, who was one of the three members of the crew that caught the prized fish. The torpedo-shaped lake sturgeon is one of the largest freshwater fish to inhabit New York waters, with fully grown adults typically spanning up to 5 feet in length. They also live a long time. It's not uncommon for them to live more than 100 years. But there are hardly any left, and even fewer able to reproduce. Dr. Randy Jackson, a senior research associate at Cornell University's Shackleton Point Field Station, says that it wasn't always that way.
The major sturgeon populations in New York State historically were in Lake Erie and Lake Ontario and their associated tributaries, presumably quite abundant and actually supported commercial fisheries, particularly in Lake Erie.
In the late 1800s, a market developed for smoked sturgeon as well as caviar, a delicacy made from their eggs. Jackson says that while the sturgeon fishery was a great economic asset, its commercial value ultimately proved to be its downfall.
And they suddenly became the most commercially valuable fish in the waters and were overfished dramatically, 4 million pounds or so a year taken out of the Great Lakes. They mature late, so they're quite easy to overfish, and within about 20 or 30 years, those fisheries all collapsed.
Which net is,
First one's the large mesh.
The good news for sturgeon is that help is on the way. Collaborative efforts between Cornell, the USGS, and the New York DEC are beginning to show results. Sturgeon were stocked in a number of the state's lakes and rivers. Some must be reproducing, because the fish caught recently, two on Fish Creek and one on the Oswegatchie River, are too young to be stocked fish. Jackson says it's a sign the program is working.
It's a real breakthrough. Of course, the objective of any restoration program, and the state's ultimate objective with this program, is to establish sustainable populations. So you don't want to have to maintain sturgeon by stocking year in and year out.
If the population can sustain itself, it might someday give rise to a new sport fishery. Sturgeon are a large part of Wisconsin's over $2 billion sport fishing industry and are so highly valued that volunteers guard the spawning streams to protect from poachers. The fish's remarkable size and strong fight could make it a target for anglers in New York. Just ask John Kennedy. He's casting off the Sylvan Beach Pier.
I had one on the line last year. I got him close enough to see what it was after half an hour, and then he was gone. Sliced my line. And I was using 50-pound test.
The process of restoring the species is tedious, with the fish taking at least 15 years to mature. The ecosystem has survived for years without them, so why make all this effort? Dr. Don Dittman.
Lake sturgeon is considered by some to be a sentinel species for measuring the health of the waterways and the lakes. If lake sturgeon are present, it is felt that things are going in a very positive direction.
USGS research technician Mark Chalpanicki says it's about balancing out negative human activity with the natural environment.
I feel like since we almost removed them completely, that it's our job to restore them back into where they naturally were.
While the project shows signs of progress, don't expect to see Oneida Lake caviar anytime soon. But someday, the state could be a destination for fishermen looking for a fight. For WAMC, I'm Ray Biggs with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.